Hello.
Hey, Robert, it's Garrett with RDI. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm always fantastic. I wasn't expecting to get the information I needed, but I've got two 3.5-carat lab ovals for you.
Oh, okay.
If you got a pen
Okay.
handy.
What's that?
If you got a pen handy, I can give you the
Yeah, go
details.
ahead. Fire up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So 353
Yeah.
EVS1
Right.
is 1059.
Okay. Yep.
It's 11.9 by 8.6. I like it with this other one. There's one that's higher clarity, but it
Right.
spreads just a little bit larger. It's a 350
Okay.
E as in Edgar VVS2 for 1,225, and that's 12 by 8.5.
Is that a brighter and livelier stone, do you think? I mean, they're both obviously nice.
He could pick blindfolded and he'd be happy. They're both equally gorgeous. But
Okay.
if you wanted to show him so that
Yeah.
if he saw $200 nicer in the VVS, it'd be worth
Right.
it. It's a little bit bigger and it's a higher clarity.
Oh,
So,
okay.
but both of those could be to you on Tuesday. I could have them to you
Oh.
by Tuesday.
So that's the earliest is on Tuesday to me.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
All
Let's
right.
do it.
They will be there, sir. If there's anything else you need, just let us know.
No, not right now. I just, me, I just want, I, see, I'm on your side too. I represent three different jewelry firms and I'm on the road and I do a lot of
Oh, no
private
kidding.
work. So yeah, I've been doing it for many years. In fact,
How
I did a band for your boss, Michael, about 10 years ago.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh,
A wedding, like an eternity band?
I want to say, yeah, I'm just
I
trying to
feel like,
remember which year it was, way back when.
oh wow, that wasn't
But
in
how long
lab
have you
grown,
been?
I'm sure.
What's that?
It probably was not in lab grown.
No, that's no.
10 years ago,
Hasn't
we
that
didn't.
over, it's just overwhelmed the market, hasn't it?
Yeah, but it's on its way out, I think. Not like in the sense that it's going to go anywhere, but like it's gotten so cheap that I have jewelers giving it away with gift of purchase, building into the cost of the mounting. I've got other jewelers putting it in sterling silver. I've got other people on corner bodegas selling it next to a pack of Doritos. I just like to remind my jewelers that they are luxury institutions that have relied on natural diamonds for a century. And natural's been good to us, and natural's, going to come back in force. And I have to believe that because there's no way any of us stay in business selling on the wholesale side $400 items. I can't sell $10 million a year in $400 items.
Hard. It's very hard. But the problem is these independents, they rely on their customers, and their customers say, "Well, we'll go someplace else. We'll go
Right. No,
on the
no.
next."
Yeah, never to turn it away. Never to turn it away. But a lot of these manufacturers are also selling direct to public, and I think the water's gonna drain out before long, and it's gonna make it difficult. I've got stores too that have had zero problem not selling lab grown. Oh, I have a few. Excuse me. I have a few that from the beginning they will keep it in the safe. If I come into their store, they have it. If that's the thing I'm gonna need to leave with. But they show me natural first, and they don't disparage either, but they haven't had a problem. Even selling 3/4 carats for engagement centers, and that to me is a feat, considering that the other jewelry store would just say, oh, here's a 3-carat, and I'm keying it, I'm making great margin, that kind of thing. So it is tough. It is tough, though. It is very tough. It's hard to navigate. It's very hard to navigate.
I worked with a jeweler that's got three stores, one in, two in Mass, one in New Hampshire, and what was it last week? They sold a 3.5-carat, I think it was an oval or whatever. And I work with the buyer because I sell other product to her, but they stuck it into a gorgeous jacquard setting, sold the whole damn thing for 18 or 19 grand, and their customer was happy with it. Go figure. But
Does the Cory allow them to put lab grown in?
they let them. I mean, they
yeah.
get it.
Yeah.
They can't tell them what not to do if they already own the product and it's sitting in the case.
That's fair. I've heard that a lot, though. I've heard a lot of people, like, you know, guy walks in with a $10,000 budget, 8 of it for the mounting, but it holds an 8mm stone. What do you find for $2,000 an 8mm, right?
Right.
So, but anyway, I've got another call coming. It was great chatting with you, Robert, and
right,
I wish you all the success, and I'll have Tammy get these lab ovals out to you, okay?
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime. Take care.